Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Lamed Omud Beis. And we are in the third volume of the Mishnah Berurah, and we are picking up from the top of Sif Beis in Simen Reish Nun Tes. And the Mechaber starts, and he says, Hanosnim Avonim Ulveinim Soviv Hakdera. If a person places rocks or bricks around the pot to use that for insulation, a person has to go and designate these for permanent usage as insulation, otherwise they are moktsa. Sha'arei kol zman shelo yichadan, unless you have designated them for insulation, einon chashuvim lo, they're not considered important, umashlichan, you're going to just toss them away when you're done, and therefore they're moktsa. Hilkach asu l'taltalan, therefore you would not be allowed to move them to get them off the pot that you're going to try to use on Shabbos, unless it lo shiatzniyem umiyachadon lekach, unless you designate them for this specific purpose, and then they wouldn't be considered muktzah, and you'd be allowed to move them. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yud explains, Hainu, shiyachadei me'erev Shabbos, you have to designate them on Erev Shabbos for this purpose, lahatman behem tomit, to use them as permanent insulation material. In other words, you can use them for insulation for other pots after this one is done. The lav hachi, because if you don't do this, you also lamocha l'tiltala mishum muktzah, because otherwise they're muktzah as rocks or bricks, and you wouldn't be allowed to move them on Shabbos. Likewise, if you have wood that is being used for the purposes of firewood, yizor milistom behem piatanu b'erev Shabbos, you have to be very careful not to block off the mouth of the oven on Erev Shabbos with such firewood, because you won't be able to open the oven. You won't be able to move them to get inside to the oven because they are muktzah and you're not allowed to adjust or move muktzah items. The issue foot number 6 brings down, Stam kan ha-shulchan aruch, shelo kedasi yeshomrim. The shulchan aruch over here is going not like the opinion of the yeshomrim that we'll find in Simen Shin Ches. In order there for a person to go and permit something that's a stone or a brick to be used on Shabbos, it's not enough to just designate it verbally. A person has to go and make an actual maisa in the stones over there in order for them to be used on Shabbos. And here, he doesn't hold like that, and therefore, that's why the Dirshu footnote over here says that Stamlon over here, he doesn't seem to be saying that you have to physically do something, it's enough to just verbally designate them. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yud Aleph explains, U'mashlichan, you're going to push them aside on Shabbos because they're not important, and you no longer need them, and therefore, they are muktza. And the Mishnah Berurah says, Haynu d'lachash nishtamish b'mem, after you've used them over here for the insulating purposes, haderech lashlichan lachutz, you're going to throw it away, you're going to just toss it. Shein aleim shem kli, ve'enu chashuvim, because they don't have the status of being a utensil that you're going to use again, unless you specifically designated it for such, and they're certainly not considered important. And therefore, ve'al chkein heim b'chlal muktza, and therefore they have the halachic status of being muktza. The odom makza daito mihem, by definition, you're putting them aside, you don't wish to use them. And therefore, v'ha'avonim olivenim hamunochem al gabi kiratom. Therefore, stones or bricks that are on top of an oven all the time, by definition, they are designated. And therefore, shari l'teltelinu, and therefore they are able to be moved on Shabbos. They're not muktza d'miyuchadim l'tashvish, because they are specifically designated in this situation for usage. Now we go to Sif Gimel. The Mechaber says, Hatomein bikupa malea gizei tzemer sha'asu l'taltel. If somebody has insulated something in a box that's filled with gizei tzemer, with wool, that is also to be metaltel, because it specializes, the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot Yud Gimel, hainu osum shehuktzu l'schora, since you're designating it for business purposes, as we've explained the Chanal b'Sif Aleph in yesterday's shir, so therefore it's considered an expensive item, and it's muktzah machmas chisaron kis. So therefore, you're not allowed to move it on Shabbos. But you've insulated something in it now. You've removed the kedera in a permissible way from this insulation material in the box. So if the hole, so to say, which your pot created when your pot was there, is still intact, and there is no problem in putting the pot back in there to restore it to its insulated place. As the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot Yud Gimel, the chazor muta b'Shabbos b'dover she'eino mosif hevel. There is no problem over here returning it to the insulation that doesn't add heat to it on Shabbos, as we've also explained, k'de'el b'reish nun zayin siv dalet, as we've learned previously. However, b'im niskalkel, the Mechaber says, lo yachzireno, but if that hole has collapsed, so to say, the insulation, the wool on the side, has collapsed into the hole, then there's no way you can put the pot back in unless you touch and move the gizei tzemer out of the hole, then you're not allowed to return it because it's muktzah. As the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot Yud Aleph, shenoflu hagizin shemikanu mikan, the side of this wall, so to say, has fallen in, Lamakom Moshe Avakdeiru, where the pot was placed, Ulekachlo Yachzireni, you're not allowed to put it back, Lefisha Mezes, Asagizin, Kishu Muktza, because you'd be moving the wool over here that is Muktza. The Mechaber continues that Afilu Lechatchila Yochalo Otsia, Adas Lachziro Im Lotis Kalke, and you are allowed to take it out there Lechatchila. There's no problem with taking it out there with the intention that you're going to put it back there if the hole doesn't get destroyed, if the walls don't collapse. Velo Chayshina, and we're not concerned over here that maybe the walls will collapse, and then Shema Yachzireno Af Im Tiskalkel, that you'll come to go adjust the sides of the walls and move the Muktzah. So we don't make a gzeir over here that you may come to adjust the wall back to the way it was, and therefore we don't let you take it out in the first place. No. If you took it out and the wall's still intact, so then you can put it back. And we don't make a gzeira, you can't take it out because the wall may collapse. The Chaber then brings down a Yesh Omrim. The Yesh Omrim, this is brought down, Ladas or Rambam, in the Pirush of Mishnayis over there, and the Beis Yosef brings this down as well. Sha'afilu toman bedover shemuta l'taltal. Even if you're going and insulating in something that is not muktzah, you can move it. In Niskalkal Agum lo yachzir. Then, this more stringent opinion says that if the hole has unfortunately collapsed, the walls have collapsed into this hole over here. If the hole is collapsed, you're not allowed to return it. Because now you're going to have to create a new position for this pot. And since you're going to create something, albeit there's no muktzah problem over here, but you're essentially doing a new hatmon on Shabbos, and that is forbidden. Sif Dalet. The Mechaber says, Toman bedover she'eino nitol. If you're going and insulating with something that is not able to be moved, the chisa pia bedover anitol. But part of the opening over there is able to be moved. So you have some things that are muktzah and some things that are not muktzah. As the Mishnah Berurah says in Sif Katan Tezvav, and he writes, Shinosan dover muktzah sovek afdera. You have something that's muktzah surrounding the tedera. V'im toman bedover anitol. But you also insulated with something that is able to be moved, something that's not muktzah. But the top part is covered up with something that is muktzah that can't be moved. So your choice is, you can move the stuff on the side that's not muktzah, and then take the pot and remove the pot. The lonas is bosses land. We don't say that the muktzah stuff on top of the pot has made this pot muktzah itself, as we explained also at the end of yesterday's shir, that it doesn't become a basis ledover or asur. We don't consider the pot to be a base for something that's muktzah. And then you've removed the pot. Then you can go shake off the muktzah stuff from it. That's called tiltul menatzad. And anything that falls off will fall off on its own, and you didn't adjust it. That is perfectly permissible. So again, I didn't finish reading the Mechaber, I just realized. In this situation, Megala, Kisui, V'Oches, Bakteru, Motzia. So you'd be allowed to go and remove the pot because you're doing it in a totally permissible way, that you're not touching the Muktzah stuff, you're only adjusting or moving the pot by moving the non-Muktzah stuff, and the Muktzah stuff will fall off on its own. That's perfectly good. Sifei, the Mechaber says, Toman v'chiso bedover she'enu nitol. If you went and insulated and covered it up with something that is Muktzah, you're not allowed to move it. So in Miktzas HaKedera Magula, if some of the pot is still open, you can grab that part of the pot, no till umachzir, and go and pick up the pot and put it back, you'd be allowed to. V'imlav eino noto, but if you're going to have to touch the muktzah stuff, and there's no way to get around it except by touching the muktzah stuff, so then you're not allowed to go take this pot. Sivvav, the Mechaber writes, Yomtiv Shechol Yosb Erev Shabbos, if Yomtiv is Friday, Erev Shabbos. So now, what is the halach in terms of insulating over here for Shabbos? So Yesh Misha Oser, he brings down an opinion, which in the Bir HaGola, he says, is the opinion of the Shibali Alekin in the name of the Reed Bar Noson. And he writes, this opinion says, Yesh Misha Oser Lahatmin Ba'avonim Mishum Dahave Kim Obinyon. You're not allowed to go and insulate on Friday Yontif for Shabbos, because this is considered like building. The Yesh Matirim, but he brings down an opinion, which is in the name of the Rabbi Binyamin, the Bir HaGola says in Oschaf, that you are permitted to do this. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan to Zion as follows. Hainu afilu miyichadon lekach mikvar. Even if you designated this over here, these rocks, as being specifically for insulating, the less by mishum muktzah. So we've gotten rid of the muktzah problem over here. However, Siv Katan Yud Zayin says there's a different problem, and what is that? So Mishnah Berurah explains. Hainu the sidur haavonim the heavy kamo dofen Hevi b'chlal binyan aroi, that the arranging of the bricks or the rocks around this pot over here is considered a temporary structure that you're creating over here, that you're building. And the first opinion that we say over here is the Yesh Misha Oser says, v'osim yidir rabbanon v'yontiv. You're not allowed to build on yontiv. This is the rabbanon, and it's not a hatmana, so to say, shayla, but it's a binyan shayla, and that's why the first opinion says it's oser. However, Sivkot Yudches brings the second opinion, the Yesh Matirin. The Mechaber said that there is an opinion from the Rabbi Binyamin that says you are allowed to do this. Why? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, Sivir lo de mishum kvod Shabbos lo gozru. The rabbis never instituted their rabbinical prohibition against building over here a temporary binyan when it's going to impact on kvod Shabbos. And if you can't insulate hot food for Shabbos, that's going to impact on your kvod Shabbos. V'im evshol hot binyan acher. However, if there's an alternative way that you can insulate it that doesn't involve having to negate this Issa d'Rabbanan, then everybody, even this Rabbeinu Binyamin over here, would say, also l'kuli yalma, you certainly shouldn't do this. The Mishnah Berurah concludes and he says, "V'ayin be'el yirabah shekosav shemino kayesh matirim." The commonly accepted practice is to allow this, like the more lenient opinion, and this is also the king kosav agraz. The graz also agrees to this. Siv Zayin. The Mechaber says, "Tanur shemeinichin bo hachamim." If you have an oven over here that still has the food inside of it, v'sot min piv bedaf, and you somehow close off its opening, its mouth with some sort of a board, v'sharkin, which the Ramah says, Pirush Machlikin, you smooth out over here also betit. In other words, you seal it in with some sort of clay. In this situation, Mutu listaroso stima kedil hotzi achamin. You'd be allowed to undo this seal that you made over here. You'd be allowed to break the seal and take out the hot food that you have inside this oven. And then velasu lusadmo, and you could even go and seal it up afterwards again. The Mishnah Berurah explains over here in Sivkot Yotes, She'ein ze b'chal stiras binyan afilu midrabanan. This doesn't even involve a rabbinical prohibition of called breaking down a building, stiras binyan, kivishol nasil kim klal, because when you sealed it over here, it was never intended to be a permanent seal. It was always going to be a temporary seal, and therefore there is no issa d'rabbanan over here of breaking a temporary seal. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yotes explains, you can reseal it afterwards, v'lachzor l'stamo, hu inyan b'fnei atzmo. This is a separate din over here that the Mechaber taught us. The Kamash Rulam, the Chiddush is over here, the Lo Tzorich Lemechash, we don't have to be concerned, Shemayesh Bifnim Gecholim Lo Chashos, we don't have to be concerned that there still are coals inside over here that are still somewhat aflame, they're Lo Chashos, they're whispering, they're quiet, Ukishi Yistemenu, and when you close the oven, Yigrom Shiichbu, that you're going to put them out because of the lack of oxygen by sealing it off. So you don't have to be concerned about that. That's the Chiddush over here of the second statement of the Mechaber. Now, he says, V'im yesh bo gecholim lo chashos. The Mechaber himself continues and he says, if you have coals there that are lo chashos, these glowing coals, these whispering coals, mutra yidei eino yehudi, then you are allowed to ask a non-Jewish person to go and seal up this oven after you've taken out the food. However, the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkon Chof Aleph, Abel, Ayidei Yisrael, also a stone, but you yourself would not be allowed to go and seal it over here when you definitely have burning coals still inside, whispering cold, glowing coals still inside. The Mechabag Gecholim, because by sealing it, you're going to extinguish those coals. Be'afo Pish, Enem Eskavim L'Kach, even though you have no intention of doing so, also Mishum Sikresha, this is forbidden because it's absolutely going to happen, and therefore, if you do something and it's going to inevitably cause something else to occur that's an Isser, you're held accountable. However, why is it not true then by Amir Eliakim? Why do we allow you to tell a guy, a non-Jewish person, to go and seal up the oven? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, Abo be'amir lein Yehudi, lo kaptinim kugli hai. By telling a non-Jewish person to do this, we're not so particular and forbidding it. Why not? Kemosha kosa sof simin reish nun gimel. We've already learned this at the end of reish nun gimel, which Yishu foot number 12 reminds us over here, and he says, the tam over there, she'isra amir liyakum hu shvus below asiyas maisa yidei Yisrael. Because when you're telling a non-Jewish person to do something, you're not actually doing any maisa. And therefore, the rabbis were not machmir in this situation by a psik reisha by the non-Jewish person. Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, V'meino sot molegamre, and if you're not going to totally close it off, so then in this situation, afilu ayidei Yisrael shari, then even the Jewish person would be allowed to seal the oven because it's not definitely going to extinguish the flames. Deino mechabe, because it's not going to cause an extinguishing of the flames as long as some air gets inside, and this is brought down in the name of the Agur and the Mariel. Mishnah Berurah then quotes because of the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham adds and he says, this is only if you leave it open quite a bit. If you're only going to leave a little bit of air to get in, because then you're going to actually cause it to flame up. Because this would be like a bellows then. You're actually going to cause it to flame up and fire up by having a small, short amount of space there that allows the wind to go in like a bellows. And that's actually an isser of mavir, of burning it. Umavir yoser ataner meilu haya pasuch lagamri. And this will actually work in a much more funnel type of a way to cause the flames, the coals, to shoot up than if you just left the whole thing open, and then the air will not cause those coals to flame up. He then writes, Kosav Ayurabba, the Mishnah Berurah brings the Ayurabba, who says, Dibimokom adchak, under extenuating circumstances, mutar Yisrael listo matanar, afilu b'yesh g'cholim lochashos. A Jewish person would be allowed under extenuating circumstances to seal the oven over here, even if there are coals inside that are glowing. Kiyesh lismo chadas trumas adeshin, because in this situation of extenuating circumstances, you can rely upon the makel opinion of the trumas adeshin. Shemekel, who we brought down, is more makel in this situation, usirle, he holds, the lo havi psik resha, shiichbu agecholim aide astima, because there's no guarantee that the coals will go out by closing the door. They'll still stay burning for a while, or maybe for a longer period of time. However, vim eish boer besocha, but there's a fire inside, then after the trumas adeshin also, then even the trumas adeshin would say that that's different than glowing coals. If there's a real fire inside and shut off the oxygen, dastima gorim leishich vavim maher, then the closing of the oven, the sealing of the oven, will definitely cause the flame to go out almost directly, and that would be also even according to the trumas adeshin. Mishmur concludes and he says, Vada, the cause elinian steam is a tana. Here we're talking about closing the oven. Avalinian psichas piatana, but opening up the oven, lukuliyama also ade Yisrael. You certainly are not allowed to do this via a Jewish person, im yadua sheesh kachol lochashos, if opening up the oven will definitely cause these glowing embers of coals to go and flame up. Afilum eno soruk betit, even if it's not sealed with tit, but if it's closed to the point where they're only barely glowing in there, and you're opening up the oven will allow oxygen to enter and it will flame up, the ruach maviris agacholim, you are directly then causing this to happen, and you would not be allowed to do this in this situation. Now the Ramah says, Hagot, v'yesh machmirum shalolistor stima satanur hatuach betit aide Yisrael. There are those that are mamachmer over here and don't let you go and seal up the tanner over here with the clay, the seal, via a Jewish person. Im efshal asos aide eino Yehudi. If there's a non-Jewish person, can do it. V'chein im efshal asoso aide Yisrael katan. And likewise, if you can do this via a katan, a child under the age of bar or bas mitzvah, lo yaseh so gadol, then an older adult, male or female, would not be allowed to do this over here. And Mishmur explains in Simchon Chof Beis, the reason behind this chumra, tamam, the ulai kivon shetuach betit, since it's sealed over here with clay, yesh vezek tzas mishum stiras binyan, because this is a little bit stiras binyan, destroying something that's built, and therefore, if you have an alternative, lekach yesh lahachmir hechad yavshir, if you have an alternative to let a non-Jewish person or a cotton do this over here, it will be preferable for them to do this. On that note, we will conclude today's shiur and pick up tomorrow in the middle of this Ramah.